still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Just got an email from a guy who said my kid is at that school in PV, and her friend was the one who took the video. I don't know if the kid was on the bus, but he said the friend took it and said that the daughter was told by her friend that this person was trying to get the kids to stop saying the N-word.
Yeah.
The kids wouldn't stop. It's an elementary school bus. Like, you look at, like, the video that goes on for a little bit, you see they're all, like, under seventh grade. And it's the vice principal. So what he's doing on the bus, I don't know, but he's the vice principal, and he's laying the smack down, throwing some N-bombs.
That's what vice principals always do, besides lay the N-bombs. Yeah, I mean, all, they're yeah. always the dick.
Isn't that the job?
The disciplinarian, yeah.
They're the heavy. They yeah. go in and do the thing that, like, they're the one that runs in and says,
clears the way.
The terrible stuff.
The commander-in-chief.
Right. Principals don't do anything, I don't think.
We had Jake Rowden at Dobson High School. Jake Rowden was a disciplinary action and consultancy. I don't know what the hell my job was. Get my office. Big jowls like a beagle. I understand you told the teacher to blow him.
I did that exactly, Jake.
What was the context in said discussion with this Mr. McConnell?
Careful, it's a trap.
Mr. McConnell was telling stories about breathalyzers and how we don't have to take them. And then one girl stood up and said, the cop said, blow this. And I said, are you sure you were talking about a breathalyzer? And then Mr. McConnell said, hey, watch it. And I'm like, hey, I didn't say blow me. And then I was removed and asked to talk to you, Mr. Rowden.
That's hilarious, son. You got a future in radio.
Jake was actually pretty cool. He was just scary because he was old and he yelled. Everything he did, he yelled. One of the worst things that happened at Dobson High School is when the regular announcement person didn't do it.
Hey, Jake Rowden with the morning announcements. Listen, today there's pizza and tater tots.
Like, he'd tell you the lunch and all that.
Lunch, man.
He'd get to go through all the other. Congratulations to Todd Lincoln. He had 2 home runs yesterday in the ballgame in which we walloped the Gilbert Tigers and them hillbilly boys.
Yeah, Jake was straightforward. He wouldn't work a day. He was the Chuck Artigue of my high school. He wouldn't work a day in today's modern weird world.
They have no chance today because Derek Zellner is back in the lineup.
Yeah. This guy said, I feel terrible. I was at Payway the other day, and the food wasn't to my liking, so I took it back to the thing, and I said, could you nuke this? And I said, you know what? If we're going to get down into telling the people at Payway, nuke my food. Yeah, you're going to lose your job probably. Good thing no one was taping that. Cause,
what's the problem?
Well, you can't say nukes to the Japanese, even if it's Chinese.
None of them are working there anyway. Well, that's all a bunch of crackers.
Well, the guy in the agnostic
front shirt. It's Mexican. Let's be honest. It's Mexican. No white people are working at Payway. Come on. And I thought you meant when you said none of them are working there, it's because we nuked them.
No, of course not.
Those people couldn't work at the Payway.
Doubled down.
It's all whitey working there.
I haven't seen a white person at Payway in ages.
Hola, Holmes.
Say, hey, are you actually Chinese?
All right. Whatever you today. Want me to be, man. I am today.
I'll have the, I'll have the udon noodles. Just pick a number. I don't know what the noodles are. 7, please. I know how to make a 7.
I just know.
I don't know which noodle.
I just know what fridge to reach in.
Oodle, you want menudo or noodle? I don't know.
Just, what's an udon?
Manoodles.
I love manoodles. We've been making it all night. There's machaca in it.
I don't know what that is. That's not Chinese.
Face, man. Cow face. You're going to love it. Or my name isn't Kim.
Yeah, I don't know. That would be hilarious, though. Not thinking, hey, could you nuke this for me? And it's a Japanese guy.
Oh, very uncomfortable. Tough day. I will heat up your food.
You can't say that kind of stuff anymore.
I don't. I'm just wondering if I've used that term
nuke
around Kirby. Like, you, now, you know,
what you're
saying? Putting it in the microwave.
Wait a minute. When did Kirby become a Japanese refugee from World War II?
No, putting it in the microwave. Just nuke it for a minute.
You haven't
We've
said
done
that.
Everybody says.
I don't, I'm just wondering. I don't know if I mic it. We say mic it, but
you don't say
you
nuke.
Say mic it?
Well, hold on.
Put it in the mic
because you're sensitive to nuclear warfare.
No, I wouldn't be. But I'm just saying that would be a prime example of saying you just.
It's I've never heard anyone vernacular. Use mic.
Yeah. I've heard woke. Throw it in the mic. Yeah, woke to 1945. I say, I say throw it in the mic or I'll put it in the mic. But I'm nuke it is, that's it. We nuked it. That's how you say, yeah. That's what the microwave's doing. Yeah, we nuked the food.
Universal restaurant talk.
I'll just nuke it. Yeah. I don't know that I've ever had a Japanese person around when I'm heating up noodles to where I could be offensive. But if that is offensive to the Japanese, get over it. It's been a long time. It's like the Irish being mad about the food famine. It's too much. Comedy is time plus tragedy equals funny. So stop taking away the time part of that, because a certain amount of time is going to pass and we can start laughing at everything. Everything. So let's not get all uppity about the nukes. That was funny now.
I laughed at everything.
It's funny now, right? I mean, we weren't there. We have to laugh at it or it would be constantly tragic. We're not quite there with 9/11 yet, but someday. I mean, there's some jokes.
Some are.
There's some jokes. Well, I've been fairly comfortable with it. I had a different day than most people did.
Yeah.
And that turned a couple years later into kind of rooting for Bin Laden for just one more minute.
Come on.
My ex was in that
reroute.
Tower. Yeah, and my ex was in that tower. And for the want of one more, would have saved me quite a lot of money.
A couple more floors up, you'd
have
to.
Yeah, that's what we'd have to do. I mean, it's just a timing issue, really. I don't like to wish people dead, except people I don't like. And that is really... We can make jokes about that. It's 20 years this year. We're a few months away from the 20th anniversary of 9/11 where we have to...
Is that the statute of limitations, about 20 years?
It's like classic rock. I think after 20 years, it falls into a category where we can start having fun with it because it's too painful to constantly be serious about. You got that's the whole point of comedy is to take tragic things and just be like, wow, yeah, well, you know what? We needed a laugh. So calm it down about every single thing. But I do like the idea that I didn't know Brady was as woke as he is and didn't want Kirby to be insensitive to the people. She might run into a survivor of Hiroshima.
I didn't say I was going to change anything. If I say it around, I didn't say I was going to. I just wanted.
That's all right. You can look, Brady. It's okay. Don't sit and get all weird with your friendship.
Man,
you live your life.
You hit a button
you
there.
Put your feet in that cement and you stand in it. You're worried that you're going to run into a survivor of Nagasaki and Kirby will be there and. You don't want her to say, hey, baby, why don't you nuke these udons for me there,
That's
Chief?
That's the only caveat. I say, as long as if you run into someone, survivor, don't use that term.
Right. Especially if they look like they've been lit on fire. Because they're probably one of them.
Well, very sensitive subject. Oh, boy. Daddy, I hit the button here. You were right. This one was in it.
It's life lesson of reading the room.
Right. If you see someone you assume was in a nuclear holocaust, lay off the nuke joke.
Just because you're over at 9/11.
Right. Oh, I'm not going into a 9/11, right. Survivors and widows meeting.
Open up with 20 minutes of the finest stuff.
Right. I'm not going to go after it. Although, maybe that's exactly what they need. Let's start having a blast with this. And by the way, somebody emailed me and said, I can't believe that Exhibit's napalm is gone. There's one of my favorite weed companies is called White Widow. You know? That's a terrible thing when you think about it. All these widows out there, possibly from murders or tragic deaths. There's no widow out there that had a great time becoming a widow.
No.
So, you know, is that something that's too sensitive to? If we're going back to words that are just sensitive to something that's happened, widows are probably more prevalent than napalm victims. Oh, my God, the black widows and a lot of – oh, my God. And it could be just the interracial widow, too, and lost to some sort of a – crime in the inner cities, and now all of a sudden you're dealing with a race issue? My goodness, we cancel that weed. And then somebody sent me a picture of Lil Nas X having anal Angus performed on him by the devil in his video, and he said, but kids can see this. The N-word's off limits, kids can see this. And I'm looking at that, and I'm like, what is that? And somebody typed the words, that's Lil Nas X being licked on the bottom by the devil in his latest video. I'm like, oh, well, yeah, that's fun. This is okay. Oh, man. Yeah, somebody says, Kirby and Brady have to be sensitive. With those Godzilla feet will trigger Japanese earthquakes. So Brady's very careful around Japanese references. That's true, too. That is true. Brady, speaking of sensitivity, did you see, you might have this in the Brady Report, but it's too good to pass up. An entire family is suing the minor league baseball. Is it minor league baseball? Minor league baseball game. because he got involved in a taco eating contest. Did you have the story?
No.
Got involved in a taco eating contest, and he choked.
Oh.
18-year-old Marshall Hutchings had a lawsuit filed Monday, alleges that his father, Dana, was not made aware of the risk and danger involved in an eating competition beforehand. A 41-year-old died after choking on tacos while competing in a contest on August 13th, 2019. Participants competed to devour as many tacos as possible during a certain amount of time. They named the Fresno Sports and Events, the owners of the Fresno Grizzlies, and officials with the company as the people who killed his dad. The Sacramento Bee is reporting all this stuff. What in the world does it mean to say he was not made aware of the
risks
and dangers involved in an eating competition? You can't sue if you signed up for a taco eating contest and it kills you unless there were bullets in the tacos. Like we put razors in these tacos. You got to eat around them. We didn't tell you that. That's the risk. That's why we weren't made aware of the razor blade tacos. That's the only time you can sue. Brady, you've done an eating contest.
I sign a waiver every morning before I go and eat somebody. Yeah.
Yeah, but we were in that one thing with the Rattlers, that dry chicken contest that you almost died in.
Yep.
It was
dry
terrible.
Chicken.
Well, they had this thing.
Lodged in my throat.
Buffalo Wild Wings. I think it was Buffalo Wild Wings. Delicious treats. Pretty sure it was.
And it was boneless.
Yeah, boneless chicken wing eating contest. So they're back there, and I'm eating them. I'm like, this is going to be easy. These are good. Well, they sat out till halftime. And so by halftime, these little dry nuggets, and Brady was my – I'm coaching, and Brady was my guy. He gets about three in, and I hear – I'm like, come on, Chief, choke it down there.
You can do it. You can do it.
No, it's
meatballs,
not. You know?
You're like Mickey over there. Just
you got this.
Yeah. Keep eating, Rock.
I can't do no more, man. I got stuck in my throat.
So he's choking to death. I'm like, Brady, like 7. Some other guy, like 112.
He crushed it.
He's eating these dry, just swallowing dry chicken nuggets. Brady's devouring them by
sucking them like they're a lollipop.
This one is good. But he choked. And there was no possible way I would even allow you to sue the Rattlers or anybody for that. We entered a
eating risk.
What in the world kind of nation is this that you don't know the risks? I'm sorry the guy died. That's terrible.
Well, I felt pressured in doing it.
You did feel pressured. By me. Sue me, and I will laugh at you while I punch you.
You felt so much pressure. Like John said, you were savoring every wing.
Yeah, you felt so much pressure. You ran out to midfield to get to your chicken chair.
I had the similar thing. I think, didn't you at Tex-AZ take a drink? And nothing would go down. It came back.
Well, yeah, that was because
the pipe was clogged.
Right, well, you're not going through your air pipe. Your esophagus got. Well, that's what I did.
Did you point and say this esophageal? Is real?
No, I just had to. Had to relax and.
Yeah, and just let it calm down. When I had my choking incident last
December,
Brady goes, "This happened to me about 3 times. So it gets stuck in his esophagus." He told me, "Buddy, this happened all the time." I'm like, what the hell? I was in the hospital. It was horrifying. Doctor told me it could have ended me.
Yeah, it happens to me. But you know what? It seems to happen with pork chops with me.
Okay. Wow. I didn't think I'd have a brother in arms in this thing.
Just got to sit there and wait it out.
I'm like, no. It was scorching my entire insides. The doctor said I was going to die.
I didn't have the lava.
Yeah, I don't have to.
But yeah, that steakhouse syndrome is a real thing. And that's the thing you would have died of because it stretches your esophagus and then it clamps down on the food. It does all sorts of damage. And then you start to cut, you rip your esophagus, it's lights out. But yeah, you were in an eating contest. I've been in an eating contest before. I raced Joey Chestnut on chicken wings, and I almost ate a bone. And I didn't feel pressured. Had I choked to death on that moment, it would have been for the sake of the show. The ratings would have been through the roof, and that would have been the end of that.
Okay, says, John, I know you're suing them, but I'm going to forward you the Texas Grill menu. Right. In the fine print, it warns you.
Does it?
Yeah.
Is that true? Yeah. You might die here.
Yep.
I knew that when I walked in and smelled the place.
You There's walk my into, warning.
You walk into Texas, you're like, good chance somebody going to die today. All right, Bandit, let's have a seat.
We said that because of the customers, not because of the food.
Wow. I looked around and said, someone's going to die today because of this restaurant. I didn't know it was me. I didn't know it was the healthy one. The one guy in the room they're looking at going, oh, last meal for cancer boy.
Get him out of here. He can't handle this.
This guy can't do it. What's up, skinny?
You've been off more than you can chew, son. Literally.
what you got here ain't nothing new. This boy's going to die today.
Watch Skinny Boy come
down. And nobody cared. So, yeah, you eat a – how in the world can we sue over a contest? And, with, like, the prize at the end, and he died from it. The only thing you can say is, why didn't the Fresno Grizzlies have, like, an EMT on hand in case somebody choked to death? Nobody could save the guy's life.
It was the same when in the radio days early on when you'd have those – contests, those marathons.
Sacramento again. It was Sacramento again.
Yeah, the
water contest. The water contest water in Sacramento contest. Where the girl drank so much water, she died.
Was that the Wii for a Wii or something like that?
Something like that. It was for a Wii, right? Yeah. And they couldn't pee.
Right.
They had to keep drinking. And that one girl drank so much, she basically, I don't know if she drowned or her body, because if you drink enough water, you'll get drunk. Your body starts to react like we have to do something. It's like you have to drink a ton. She was guzzling it. Gallons up. She basically waterboarded herself and then drowned or something. I don't know how she died, but the whole station just got lit, and rightfully so, but because they had to see after a while, this lady's purely distressed, and they just poured more water in her mouth. So, but again, there's a certain point where you as a human being have to say, all right, I'll buy my own Wii. I don't feel like being conscious anymore. The second you start passing out, you're at the end of the radio contest for yourself. It's not up to the DJ to go, all right, my life's – by the way, I'm a C student at community college, so I have zero skills here in the life-saving or recognition of life-saving skills. So if you're willing to drink 3 or 4 gallons of water and not pee, I'm cool with that.
Something's been off from jump.
I'm good with that. You're kind of dumb too, or you would be able to afford your own Wii without standing in here embarrassing yourself like this.
Just take some responsibility for yourself, for Christ's sake.
Right. We had people eating live crickets for Ozzy Osbourne tickets in this, not this room, but the old studio.
Like 75 or something. It was ridiculous.
You may not know about this. So we had bags of crickets.
Yep.
Like Ozzy was, you know, known for eating bugs or whatever. Yeah. So we're like, we'll just have him eat crickets. So we got hundreds and hundreds of crickets. And these people ate them. And then... like, who could finish off the most? And they'd sit in there. And then the one person puked up what owls throw up, like a pellet.
A larvae.
A larvae of – and another dude reached in and ate that.
Whoa.
Yeah. Not a dude.
Yeah. It's Clint. I'll never forget the guy's
name. But it was
a
lady that
– oh, the lady ate Clint's puke. That's right.
It was the other we had one more pair of tickets.
Yeah. And then this lady eats Clint's puke. And we're like, you can have them. I mean, it should have been a contest to say, here's two people we don't want in public anymore, but we let them have stuff to go do things with the – and no, imagine somebody to a contest in Phoenix. These guys had people eating bugs, and one of them died eating the other one's puke bug.
I remember years ago, Larry did it. I was hanging out with Larry when he was doing nights before he was Larry McFeely. But he was hanging out, and he decided to do a corn contest for – corn was coming to town and made people eat cans of cold – creamed corn.
Niblets?
Corn. So this one dude almost puked. And then another one, the guy drank a whole bottle of canola oil, like the corn oil. So I seen the guy a couple months later in a show, and I'm like, how was that corn show? He goes, bro, I couldn't even go.
Yeah, because he was pooping the whole time. Yeah.
You greased your body. The whole time, yeah.
It's not a bad diet plan.
But he didn't, bitch. He's just like, hey, man, I did it.
I drank the canola oil. Well, that one guy who had the scorpions. We had that one place that housed a bunch of scorpions, and he goes in and he goes, I'll let these sting me for tickets. And I'm like, make him sign something. And we put scorpions, and the firefighters were there, and the guy just had scorpions stinging him.
What the?
And we're like, I guess. This is not a contest. This is your idea. You wanted to do this.
Yeah, but you guys get those scorpions out of that box. I'll let them sting me for tickets.
I'm like, okay.
Game on.
That seems all right. I don't know what happens after that, but sure. And the guy had and he got really sick. Like, his arm swelled up, like, full of water. Like, you did this, right? You're not going to sue us. Chuck was furious.
We're going to let this goddamn guy take us down because he's too stupid to tell him no.
I'm like, it was great radio. This dude sat there and got stung by scorpions all morning.
We did
voluntarily.
Our makeshift fraternity. We did the campus.
Nubai. Oh, we could have killed so many people.
We were doing energy drink bombs.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And one guy did 5 when those Sobe energy drinks came out. Did 5 of them.
So Sobe. Sobe yourself.
Remember that?
Well, Rikishi.
We also had that community popsicle or lollipop thing.
That's right.
What is that? We found this gigantic lollipop. and you had to perform
the time
on
of COVID.
It was a group
and
lick.
It was kind of hot, and it started all it the really spit hot. Started to make the colors run. Every single person was like all over it because they were in the deal. They wanted in our fraternity, which, by the way, we did nothing with.
We made T-shirts.
We made T-shirts, and like we might invite you guys out again. This is
and you got swatted for initiation.
Yeah, and they had to wrestle a girl in cream corn and
ramen.
Ramen noodle fights. Yeah.
A couple
right.
of them got beat.
Yeah, that girl beat the crap out of him.
The one, she went full wildcat on the one
we had
guy.
To calm them down. Yeah. And then we had to stop because ASU said, please stop doing this. Like, why? This is great. Like, everybody's going to get sued.
Everyone else is fine. Oh. We got the ASU.
Yeah, ASU's like, please don't do this anymore. Like, why? We were on their campus. Why not? This is great stuff. Like, are you guys this dumb? Like, what's happening? That's bad.
That was like
that community lollipop. There's eight people with dysentery. What have you done?
The third time we'd been on campus
I know.
For that.
We've
right?
never been back, which is fine. And now I think back and I'm like, Jesus, they were right. But I'm sitting here at the time going, what a bunch of pussies.
This hazing thing's not that bad.
He made them suck the community. And that thing sat out, and we're looking at it. It's dripping, like rainbow-colored spit. Like, all right, we'll get back to that. Because every time you had to talk to us, you had to do something
your
on that.
Final stage.
Yeah, like while we were talking, you had to have that in your mouth. All right, pledge. Suck the community lollipop while we talk to you. And we thought that was hilarious. And it was, but people, I'm sure a couple of them have like health issues from that day. I don't know. Can't sue us now. Statute of limitations is out. That was like 2003, so screw you. We win.
Water toxicity is what that girl died of, John. Water toxicity.
Yeah, and everybody said, Brady doesn't say nuked it. Everyone says nuked it. That
oh,
is
I
weird.
Do. No, I have. I just, I don't
backtrack
recall.
Now.
I just told somebody, I've never heard anyone say Mike. For the microwave.
Mike it. I've said
never
that.
Heard, I've
done that. But
I've never heard you say it.
Zap
I've never
it,
heard
zap
anybody
it,
say
the mic.
I've got zap it, nuke it.
I don't even use the microwave. I just eat cold food. I don't care anymore. We had some sort of meatball thing. It was pre-cooked. I got it at the farmer's market. I just eat them. I don't. The effort. You know,
I don't have time.
I don't have that 30 seconds.
I don't have it. There it is. I'll eat it like this. I just don't. I don't nuke anything.
Put it on the dash.
That's all you hear at my house.
Did you eat that?
Man, what's the point? Really? It's going to taste the same.
John, by the way, I'd like to thank you because my friend got in your fraternity by eating cigarettes.
I don't remember that
part. I don't remember
sorry.
That part.
Let me just say sorry now. There are some. I should hand out a few apologies.
I don't remember that one either.
I don't remember that one. Sorry.
But are you?
Was that
but are you?
I mean, it was. Look,
that's so long ago, Brad.
We're in our 20th year here, so evidently we were doing something right. So if you,
there was a
sorry,
lot of eating going
sorry,
on.
Sorry, not sorry. There was Brady was involved in a lot of the planning because you were in the fraternity, so you remembered all the hazing where there was food involved. We made a meat like that cheese that tastes like poop.
The onion and yam sandwich, raw onions and with toothpaste for mayo.
Yeah, I don't know what we were thinking, but it was great fun. Until the wrestling with the ramen. And then didn't someone kind of get hurt? And that's when everybody got worried. Like one of the girls.
Didn't somebody bounce off the sidewalk?
Well, one of the girls was getting really mad during the ramen fights. One of the, she was really upset.
She was really
and
upset.
And she was going for the balls and like hurting people.
Well, I think the dude before her, the dude that she went wildcat on, got a little handful of more than ramen. The
guy said, don't forget. When that idiot on your show drank Ralphie's Sarasanguinous fluid. That's right. We had Ralphie's inner juices, and we put them on tater tots. And we made a listener eat.
We called a doctor on that one, though.
Not when Carla ate Freddie's toenail, like bit
no.
it off.
Yeah, no.
We made, a girl give a homeless guy a mouth pedicure.
Trim the tail.
What a show. This was a great show back when you could do stuff.
And it wasn't like there was a little nub on Freddie.
No,
Freddie had
a
big one.
It was an eagle talon hanging off. Yeah. And we made her bite his toenails. And she did it.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what for. Nobody would do that now. I don't think we could get any.
No.
Here's the other thing. I don't want to see the person willing to do that in the studio. Back then, it was like she was a pretty girl.
But
like,
you got to admit, Freddie in the bag was one of
amazing.
The best,
you used to lay in the
shows. You
get a homeless guy in a sleeping bag, and listeners would get in with him.
Ashley might still be traumatized from that.
Ashley was.
But you're in the hot bag for five questions.
These were normal people with like 32 teeth. Like they were.
Well, our Roman champ was
that
from
girl,
College Times.
She was a College Times editor. She was amazing.
Saw her probably less than a year ago.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Pretty girl. Normal.
Yep.
32 teeth. Anybody willing to get in a bag with a homeless guy today and bite his toenails off? I don't want to be in a room with that person. I'll take the homeless guy.
But first, take the sock off.
Yeah, you got with your mouth.
Take the sock that hadn't been changed Brett's in a puke. Year. Oh,
God. And Freddie died from whatever was in those toes.
100%.
He's dead now.
100%.
But yeah, it's just everybody sues everybody. I got into an eating contest, and that's just – I think the family's suing because they're embarrassed. That's a story you don't want to tell. And I know that sounds bad, but like you don't want to go, how did your father pass? Minor league baseball incident. What happened? Well, he entered a taco eating contest.
That's
he,
the did, last
he didn't
photo
make it, goddammit.
That's the last photo you have of him.
Right. It's going to be great, Dad. We're going to have the best time ever.
And that's on IG now?
Yeah.
That's the reason to get on Instagram, Brady.
We're going
to
win my tacos. We're going to win a bunch
that
of
tacos. That is viral gold. That's it what is. You're looking for.
Daddy, what's happening?
The Grizzly fans are like, yeah, we don't know what's going on. We have a taco eater down. Okay, Grizzly fans. Is there an EMT in the stadium? Grizzly fans, we need an...
How come the baseball teams didn't have one guy?
You would think there'd be somebody there, even running like a team out to trainer help him. Or
right.
something.
I think he could have Heimlich that right out of him. He choked to death.
Send terrible. Toledo down there.
That's true. Yeah,
throw I'll break around. Some ribs, at least.
I'll tell you what. I would die of choking.
You'll be
this.
Living.
I don't want him giving me Heimlich ever again. I didn't realize how... Buck strong Toledo gets.
Montana strong.
He got Montana tough on my ass. And he has no idea where the solar plexus is.
I said so. I said that. Still don't.
I'm not sure, boss.
I think
but I'm
a defibrillator would do less damage to my chest. It was.
How's that liver?
It's gone. Bruised. I don't know how you got around there.
It's muddled.
First things first, Brett had to tell him not to face me during Heimlich. The guy had no idea how to do it. No, it's well, from like, behind.
You have like to face red. Me right. and look right. me in the eyes.
I'd have gladly spit
keep
up on
your
that.
Your eyes on me.
I think I'd have laughed it out. Why are you making love to me face to face? Get behind me like a real man.
Got you bent over the table, and the drinks are still flowing. Oh, ladies just dropping off.
Dipped under me and gave me my second vodka soda of the day.
Here you go. When you're better, you're going to want one of these. Alcohol's good for... just shredded and absolutely torched esophagus.
And then she charged you for it, too. She couldn't even give you a comp drink.
Not one comp drink. Look, I know you've been through quite an ordeal. We're going to give you one iced tea on the house. I'd take that. That would have been a nice gesture. No, who's paying? Chokey chokes? Here you go.
Table next to you go, your secret's safe. Twinks are okay here.
You twinks are good. North Phoenix is a changing.
Worst restaurant ever. Sorry, Brady, it is. That was unacceptable. But did I sue?
No.
Did I ever say, I need to talk to Amanda now? God damn it, I almost died in your restaurant. What are you going to do about it?
Well, you were the one eating. It's kind of your fault.
Yeah.
You didn't sue Shelby when you did your
no.
dipstick move and flopped yourself all over
and
them.
I probably could have got a hell of a lot more than from Texas Grill, you know? Oh. So, but
I own
man,
Texas
Grill. I take responsibility for what I did.
I should have done it, though.
What, do you want to own that place? Sued,
yeah, and then burn it. It would take
comes the lightning.
I think it starts on fire with bad breath. The propellant is all over the floor. There's grease everywhere. Yeah, I don't. I'm not. It's an odd thing. This suing and this canceling, and I'm so over it and done with it. People are like, you got to be careful. I'm like, no. The more people I talk to, the more I tell them. I think almost everybody's on the same team as me. I don't think everybody's this woke or upset. And it really dawned on me when I was talking to. Me and black people were talking. I'm like, you're not that mad, are you? I'm like, no. I'm like, neither am I. And I'm not mad at you, and you're not mad at me. Charles Barkley, did you see him Saturday on the NCAA thing say, politicians are the ones that are trying to make black people hate white people hate black people, poor people hate rich people. They're trying to make us hate each other, and we don't. He was speaking absolute truths, and people did not like to hear it. No, Charles, it's no. Everybody's trying to make everybody hate each other. That ain't right. We all get along fine. And he said it. I think black people, white people are wonderful. Almost everyone I meet. And he's right.
Like, Jim, what do you think? Hello, friends.
Hello, friends. So long as you're white. Welcome to the Masters. I've never heard, I think we're allowing these lunatics to win, and I'm just done with it.
We've talked about it before too. The same with Killer Mike's the same way.
He's awesome.
He's just like it's not us against the world.
It isn't.
We should all be one.
Well, yeah, know? But we should all, like, diversity is not excluding everybody. Right. Like, that's what we've turned diversity into. It's like, no, this belongs to only my group. That's the opposite of diversity. Yeah. If you come up with something that's awesome as a group, share it with all of us. You'll get all the credit.
Yeah.
And if it gets, you know, everybody's so worried, well, they stole our, you know, they're appropriating our culture. So what? That means you have a thing that's valuable to other people.
Mm-hmm.
We want your stuff. Appropriation.
Yeah,
that means you did something awesome.
And that's
nobody
desired.
Ever said, Thomas Edison never said, everybody's appropriating light. Well, no, you came up with an awesome thing. Sell it. That's what the whole capitalism idea is. You come up with something great and you sell it. And so after a while, you know, your thing that you sold becomes like a fashion thing, and then you're upset. Well, if you're selling like ancient ritual, you know, the cross has been sold. It's the whole point of the Temple of the Dog song, Wooden Jesus. Where are you from? Korea, Canada, maybe Taiwan? He knows. Like, most of the stuff you see manufactured for religious purposes have been sold. So everybody's selling.
It's even, I mean, and that story's even in the Bible.
Yeah, so you're gonna,
I mean, it's like, what are you doing selling all this stuff at the
right. He got all upset about it. Jesus was kind of the first dickhead about the whole appropriation thing. He didn't want diversity. He's like, all this stuff shouldn't be sold. This is mine. Like, dude, you got a good idea here. People are buying into it. Ah!
But it's free.
Jesus.
It isn't free, dude. I got to eat, pal. Yeah. All right, calm her down a little bit. Make some loaves of bread or shut up because I got to buy stuff otherwise. Where's the fish? Well, I'm not doing that today. Well, then I'm going to sell your stuff. Because I can't create. I'm not a magician like you. I can't make loaves of bread for my family. I got to buy that. So, yeah, it doesn't. I don't understand this. So I'm done with it. And anybody that wants to argue with me can go F themselves because I'm done with you. No, and I don't get it. And that's the thing. We're definitely going to have to still walk a line. That's always been a thing. My emails, I never get the counter. I never get the woke.
Right.
They don't exist. They're not that loud. They're not that many of them.
They kind of exist in a vacuum where they
they exist because it's out loud.
Yeah, that's
and that's
what
makes
saying.
Everybody else go, I don't want to lose my job, Paul Pierce, for twerking and having a party at my house. But then again, it goes back to why did everybody need to know about that? Why did that have to go on Instagram? You're dumb. An ESPN employee, which is owned by Disney, and you're smoking, and you're twerking, and you're saying terrible stuff, and you're drinking, and you're sitting there going, I'll be on ESPN tomorrow. And they're like, we can't have this. And that makes sense to me. But it doesn't mean you can't have the party. It just means, why does everybody have to know it?
Right.
Why do you have to show it? And I don't understand
social media. I'm tired of this Disney image.
Right. I don't understand social media. I just don't get it. And look, ESPN is sports. By the way, hey, by the by, the NBA doesn't have failed weed tests. Never has.
Yeah.
They all 100%. Smoke weed. The reason why they don't have a test for it is because there wouldn't be a league otherwise. They all smoke weed in abundance.
When was the last time?
They don't.
Banned substance. Suspension.
You know when the last time?
Game suspension.
It's cocaine or big drugs. They don't do anything for weed in the NBA. They would be the paperwork.
Be shut down.
The paperwork would be bigger than a building. They're like, our guys smoke. Let's just not have a test for that. They don't, and they shouldn't. So Paul Pierce smoking weed, not surprising. Having a party and twerking with hot chicks, not surprising.
But it's Disney.
You can't do it on Instagram. Disney. Have your party. Yeah. Why does everybody have to know? Doesn't make sense. And then another thing that's got to stop at these reveal parties, another couple people are dead.
That plane one?
The plane.
I didn't see this one.
They hired a plane to reveal it, and the plane crashed.
What?
Yeah. They got a plane to fly by.
Fly
up. Congratulations.
Banner, or did the banner drag
I don't even
down,
know what it was. I just saw a plane crash and reveal party, and I'm like, well, good.
It exploded blue, so it's a boy.
Well, that was the whole thing, is that the pilot was filled with a powder and the passenger was filled with a powder, and whoever blew up first was what your baby was going to be. And again, it's pointless because nobody's ever disappointed.
This president's not going to sue them. Yeah. Well, you ruined our reveal party. Yeah,
reveal
you know,
party.
So.
Right. Well, to me, that says your baby's a stillborn. Because if your reveal party means if it is, that just means your baby isn't going to come out. It's going to be a
probably
stillborn.
Shouldn't have it now.
You probably should get rid of that one because it's going to great.
Bad.
Great grief.
Bad come mojo out. Going into the
if your reveal party killed two people, let's just roto-root this out of here. We'll start fresh with one that didn't kill a pilot. Hired a plane and it didn't work out as well. Well, do you know, did anybody have the nerve at the party to go? Well, what is it though?
They all went. Shh. We'll do it next week.
So we'll know?
Get another plane
because somebody had to load the canisters with pink and blue. Do we know? The fire looks bad. I didn't see a color. I came all the way here to find out. Nobody cared what your baby is. Hey, for ages, we've been giving birth to a girl or a boy. It's one or the other. And the doctor can tell you the gender reveal party is ridiculously stupid because nobody's upset. And until I see the day where if it's not blue, we're aborting, that's the only party I'll go to. That it's like a Marvel movie. If there's no ending, why am I going to this? There's no real ending
here. I'm surprised that hasn't been canceled.
Abortions?
No, the gender revealing.
Oh, it's coming close.
Because you're forcing agenda to that. Yeah.
One of the most woke things in the world was 1974's Meaning of Life, Monty Python, when they're wheeling the lady into the room and said something about, I hope it's a boy. It's a little early to be putting a gender on it, don't you think? That's kind of progressive. And like basically shamed her for That's saying right. It could be anything. It's in a 1970s movie. Yeah, I'm just tired of it, so I won't. I understand we're all in this culture of being afraid of each other, but it's got to stop. Somebody's got to stop it. You get into a taco eating contest and you choke to death. The only reason you're suing is because your family's embarrassed at the story. That's it. Tragic, yes. Loss of life, terrible. Nothing fun about that. But 3 years later, you decide to file suit against a minor league baseball team because you entered a taco eating contest and didn't make it through. You were kind of fragile, I think. The inherent risks of eating is you could choke every time. So speed eating increases that risk quite a bit. Dry taco shells really going to put you over the edge. If you don't know that going in, how did you have the mental capacity to fill out the paperwork to involve yourself in the contest?
Yeah,
the
you're
first
signing
place?
That waiver.
Not even a waiver.
A one in.
What did it just say? Make an X and an arrow to which direction you want to eat these tacos? I mean, you're an idiot.
I choked to death at an eating contest, and I'm suing.
Okay.
Never heard that of Texas Grill.
No, never. They know. They tip their cap on their way out.
Got me.
Can't handle it.
And you know what? Everybody at Texas would say he died doing what he loved.
Exactly.
Swallowing a steak whole.
Chicken fried.
Chicken fried steak whole. You know what it says on the outside of the building? There's been over 900,000 of them chicken steaks sold. I'm responsible for 11% of that.
Full 11%?
11% is me. I crush them.
Stupid. Stop being stupid. And that vice principal that said the N-word to those Paradise Valley kids, that's on the kids. You kids suck.
Knock it off.
And I don't know if, Brady, I don't know if you had this story either. I wanted to get into all these. This is a fun one. Brett, pay close attention.
Oh.
A six-year-old boy found a bullet in the bottom of his smoking hot Cheetos. So it kind of trumps the whole shrimp tails and the
Cracker
cinnamon
Jack.
Toast crunch. No, I guess it's a new prize. Yeah. But it was in Montana.
Of course it was.
Well, that's common.
Yeah.
Of course it was.
Here's the fun part. The dude who's, I know this is going to hurt a little bit, but there was a father involved.
Oh,
and the little boy found it, six-year-old boy found it. The dad's name was Bowhorn Weasel.
Shut
wow.
up.
I'm not kidding.
He lived, where's Elmo, Montana? Panhandle? Up in the Panhandle. Bowhorn Weasel of Elmo, Montana says he bought the bag of chips Saturday at a local convenience store and his six-year-old son broke it open Easter Sunday, as is tradition.
Cheetos for Easter?
I don't know. I made that part.
Okay. That is a tradition.
I had a little spicy chow down, see? Found a bullet at the bottom of the bag.
Yeah, it's on the Native Land Flathead Lake area.
Bowhorn Weasel said. Bo scoffs at the doubters, says that he didn't put the bullet in there and it just didn't drop out of the sky into the bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos. And don't even get me started with people think I made it up. He reached out to Frito-Lay on Facebook. He's thrown out some angry emails. He says he's not going to sue. He just wants to make sure it doesn't happen again.
No one else gets bullets.
And it looks like it's not a.
It's not a 22.
It's the.
Is it the casing?
No, it's the bullet.
Full
bullet. Yeah, it's not the full bullet. The casing's off.
It's just the lead.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard as it is to get bullets anymore, man. That's worth more than that bag of Cheetos.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I'm in.
Yeah. And on the res, we should probably diabetes running rampant up there. Let's not eat all those Flaming Hot Cheetos on Easter morning. Can we at least hold that off till noon or something? He broke it open first thing Saturday, Easter morning. We said hello to the eggs and stuff. And then,
oh, that's
of course,
a good size, too.
As is tradition, Flaming Hot Cheetos.
There's a girl.
That's a good bullet. Look at that.
Yeah, that's not a 22.
No, it's not. So the slug's in there. But
it's got that hot Cheeto powder on
Cheeto
there.
Cheeto powder on it.
With all the opening videos on YouTube, can we get one of these that actually shows them opening the bag and then revealing the
bullet? Well, don't start that, because then we're going to have everybody opening their bags and then...
That girl
it's already happening.
I know, but...
She had her bag of carrots at Costco, and she opens the bag. I don't know if she said, but there's a bat in it, a live bat.
Oh, right.
A live
you
bat?
Didn't see yes. that? You didn't
you
look
didn't
at the
see
bag,
the bag moving?
Of carrots?
You mean the girl that bought it?
Yeah.
She's exactly. I don't know.
How
I don't
do you
know
buy
if she's
a bag
that
up.
Let alone set yeah, up. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But how do you catch a bat to do that?
Exactly.
There's a lot of work
there's some
involved.
Work.
Yeah. Bats eat carrots? They hang out on carrot farms?
Not really.
How did that happen? Were they carrot, like they have carrot manufacturing?
Could have been, you know, as your bag. And they could be in the building.
You think? Bats don't like a ton of noise. They get dark. I can't yeah. imagine the carrot facility is bat friendly. But maybe. Who knows? Anyway, sue somebody. That's it.
Next week on Boss KUPD, Bats of Costco.
Actually, the funny thing is I think Kevin Rowe's coming in today, speaking of suing everybody.
Next week.
Oh, is it next week? Oh, I thought that was today. All right. Well, we'll keep these stories in mind for Kevin when he gets here. Hey, can I sue somebody for being a poor eater? Evidently, you can. What's on the big board of musical treats today?
All right. The wake-up song brought to you guys by Action Ride Shop, our friends that took care of us over at the big Easter keg hunt. Check them out at Facebook as well as at Action Ride Shop on Instagram. What?
Key Custer's a very funny listener, and he said, to go full circle and try to make 9/11 funny, let's just say it was a gender reveal party.
Oh, man. Oh.
Too soon?
What?
Oh,
never.
No, I don't think so. One tower standing meant boy, two towers meant girl. That's terrible, Key, but I'm dying over here. That's funny. All right, go ahead.
All right, so we got here Napalm Death, talking to what we were talking about a little bit earlier. Hell Yeah, Helmet and House of Pain, just another victim. Megadeth, Pantera, Typo Negative, Sepultura, and the Plasmatics making an appearance since she died 23 years ago today.
What was her name?
Wendy O. Williams. Yeah.
Only
okay.
23 years
yeah,
ago?
She died in 98.
I don't remember Plasmatics. I will remember it the second it starts, but I don't remember how it sounds. Were they any good?
No.
I liked
did you
him,
like
but
him?
Yeah, I mean, she was insane.
Who did
she was
Walking in
insane.
L.A.?
That was Missing Persons. Missing,
yeah, but she wasn't the same.
No, no.
Was she involved in that?
No.
She had the same plastic pants.
Terry Bozzio.
That's right.
Let's see if I can find it.
Walking in L.A. Nobody walks in L.A.
God, of course my dad thought I was gay. I would walk around singing that song in the house in my long socks. That's right. She's the Looney
Tunes. With the tape on her
nips
and everything
that's
else.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, she was a loon.
I don't remember the music at all.
Is that her and Lemmy?
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, yeah. They dated for years.
Did they really?
Yeah. She's on one of he's on one of their songs, too.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I can't remember which one it is. Maybe we should just play that one.
All right.
Let's see here.
That's atrocious. But she died 23 years ago. I don't know. Well, I mean, just, the smell of their sex had to be.
Oh.
It had to be like a like a beet farmer's underwear.
What are you talking about? Tobacco, vinegar.
Oh. Just beets. That's all. For some reason, all I can think of is beets.
Apparently,
and that's all I can think of.
Because I have a feeling that color was on their sheets after, like, somebody just poured beets all over. And more so from Lemmy's body. Like, he sweat purple.
Let's see. They did a song called Jailbait together.
Nice.
I don't know what's going on in our sheets, love, but what's this beet color?
And I know she did that. She covered No Class.
All right. Head, well, whatever you want to do. Bert, I'll leave it up to you since you're the Plasmatics expert.
Yeah.
There's Lemmy and Wendy in a touching Olin Mills photo together.
Like, put me head on the shoulder, man. Like we're in love, right? Hey, if I get you from behind, it don't mean I'm gay.
Means you're gay.
Means you're the gay. You're pushing back, love. It looks like you got a small wiener.
All right, I don't want to look at Wendy and Lemmy anymore. I want to eat later today.
Just reminds you of Texas Grill?
No, I'd eat there before. I'd eat an Almond Joe before I'd eat that.
Oh, man.
Boof.
No way, we're going back.
You're going back. Go ahead. Of course you're going back. Ugh. Brutal. Megan's parents spent their anniversary there.
Sweet.
And
did you join them?
Good God, no. Just put it up. I'd rather have a flaming hot bag of bullets. Flaming hot slugs from your friends at Cheto's. Big Horn Weasel, come on over here. Your boy's hungry. And Montana Dad, immediately Toledo tunes out when the headline starts. Montana Dad. Oh.
What? Oh, man.
Is your dad named Bighorn Weasel now?
He knows.
I would venture to guess. That would be the hardest.
Maybe the family ranch is called that.
Bighorn Weasel Ranch. I'm sorry. That bullet by the Cheetos was meant for my bastard boy. I didn't mean for you to find it, loved one. Kind of hoping to go off when he chewed on it. He's dolt. Yeah, what with the Plasmatics, what were their other songs they had? I don't know what they did, but she. Why did she get in so much trouble?
It was she such was a big like deal. She was like the original like
naked
lunatic.
Lady on stage, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean they were blowing up cars on the Tom Snyder show.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, do, chainsaws
they did
a Saturday
Night Live, didn't they?
She did. She did some sexual acts back in the 70s or early 80s on stage and got arrested.
Nice.
Oh yeah, she was out of her mind.
It was a better time.
The song is awful.
Is it?
Well, it's the only version I can find is a live version.
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
Oh, is it?
What's the other stuff on the list?
We can still say. Go back to that cocaine cover from yesterday.
And you know what's crazy? She died at a minor league baseball game 23 years ago today. They were eating hot dogs, and you thought she'd have been great at it. But
play No Class, and that was a Motorhead cover.
All right, yeah, we'll do No Class. Just put it up there, Rich. We don't care. The Plasmatics. In honor of Wendy O. Williams passing. What did she die from?
I think she offed herself.
Oh, did she?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, she was out of her mind.
Her last show.
Was that on stage?
No.
On death metal bands. No kidding, she killed herself.
Yeah.
Because she couldn't live without Lemmy?
Well, obviously he went on a few years after that.
Brett, a lot of ladies most definitely have offed themselves because Lemmy's taken away his Lemmy stick. You know that community popsicle you talked about earlier? Very similar.
Lemmy Stick is a great band.
Always
name.
Covered in spit of different colors and very rarely washed.
Like that lollipop.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Jesus Christ, follow the bouncing ball.
I was listening to the song. Damn
Who's
it.
This guy? If I was his dad, I'd leave again.
Damn it.
His dad's in Canada now. He's trying to get further away.
Weasel.
Yeah, Big on Weasel.
You keep it up. That'll be your new name. In an attempt to get into this guy's family, because at least he's a dad who admits it.
Oh God!
Well, he says he's a dad, so why not be mine? It'll work. Are you ready?
It's downloading.
It is. Yeah. So iTunes is basically like, "Are you sure?" Like it's the only time they actually right. You hit download,
really?
And it asks you like, "You want to delete everything? Are you sure you want to do this?" The Plasmatics. You're the first one in 23 years. I don't know that I know this. I know the Plasmatics. I don't know if I'm familiar with any of their songs.
You'll know this song.
No Class, because it's Motorhead.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know if I can. I don't know if you played anything. I'd say Plasmatics. I always confuse them for.
I just remember
the Walking in L.A. girl.
Remember her?
No, she was hot.
Nothing about their songs.
Yeah, I remember that because she wore those plastic pants and her butt was out all the time.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really hot. And I think
she had those little the bra that was just the circle just covered, just barely stuffed on there.
How's she look?
I don't know. It's
Gravity Destroyer.
She's doing.
She's
got to
be 65 years old. She's front button somewhere.
Who was she? What was her?
Terry Nunn. Terry Bozzio. That's right.
Terry Nunn was Berlin.
Berlin was Terry Nunn. She looks good. Mm-hmm. Saw her a couple years ago at a food festival.
Well, Terry's her husband. What was her?
Oh, that's right. Bozzio.
Bozzio's her last name, so she's in the band.
Yeah, Terry was the
guitar
player.
Dale.
Dale Bozzio. Wow.
Dale Bozzio.
How's she look?
Let's see here.
Well, this could be trouble. Uh-oh. And before we get on, another thing just popped in my head because it was on the screen with the cancel culture. What's going on with baseball's All-Star game? They're moving it because of IDs for voting?
Well, out of the Georgia voter law.
You have to have an ID to vote.
That's simplifying it, but yes.
Yeah, that's okay. That makes sense. You have to have an ID to pick up a prize here.
They put put a lot of restrictions on. They limited the hours.
What?
They made it so you can't give out water or food to people in line.
I never needed water or food before I got in line.
You're not in Georgia. So.
Okay. Well, so what? So bring a sandwich.
I'm not.
When's it their responsibility to feed and water you?
It's not the government's responsibility, but they're preventing you and me from going and bringing someone a sandwich who's been in line for 8 hours. The law.
The law says no one can bring you a sandwich?
Yes.
We've all waited in line. Who the hell needs a sandwich or a drink?
Bring
a
goddamn
sandwich every time
Brady,
I wait.
I can answer
Georgia,
this.
Georgia constantly has been
I never
Brady would
that
need
that
a sandwich. Yeah. I didn't know you could eat in line.
Yeah.
And if I did, I'd just bring my own sandwich.
Yeah.
If I figure it's going to be a 7-hour wait.
I'm not voting. Yeah. I'm coming back.
I skip it then.
That's the other point.
But it is not a point. And Coca-Cola and Delta, it's terrible. We should make it easier to get IDs. That's basically what it is. If you don't have an ID and you're not trying to get an ID, you don't want one.
It's more than just the ID.
Okay, but that's the big one. The big one on the article I just read was IDs are the big problem. Okay, make it easier to get IDs. If you're a person without an identification card, you haven't tried.
Totally agree
it's
with
so
that.
It's so easy.
Totally agree.
It's the easiest thing in the world to do.
Why wouldn't you?
If you need a sandwich and some water while you're voting, we probably should have pre-planned a little better. There's been plenty of times I'm like, I'm starving and this is taking forever. Okay, that's just part of living. You're going to make it through this. Even if it's a six-hour line, you can make it through without sandwich. And somebody can bring you water. That's not against the law in Georgia.
It is against the law. Yes, it is. It's exactly what the law says.
No one is allowed to bring you a cup of water.
That's exactly what it says. Read the law.
It's totally misinterpreted then.
No, it's not.
No lawyer is going to write down, yeah. And also, no one's allowed to drink water.
Lawyers don't write the law.
He died
waiting in line.
Nobody in politics is going to write that. They're mostly lawyers. Nobody's going to write that. That's misconstrued. There's no possible way. They passed that and said
it had to have been a beer, bringing water,
right,
like alcohol, because
right.
That was real
water,
big back in the
water
day.
And food.
There's no possible way.
But think about it. I mean, it's back before the absentee ballots and everything, we all had to wait in line, and we all waited four
right.
or 5 hours.
And they're
apiece,
saying that was
and
the reason
I never
why.
Needed
the
a
new
drink
voter law in
right.
Georgia makes
sandwich.
It illegal to give water and food to people waiting in line to vote.
A new
from
law
who? From government officials.
No,
your friends could
from
do
anyone.
No one in the world can bring you a water yes. is their law. That's simply against constitutional rights and human
totally
rights.
Agree.
So it has nothing to do with any of that. But people would just dismiss that the same as blue laws. That's not even – no cop's going to enforce it. Nobody's going to enforce
really,
it.
Really, after
no
2000 and after the election
no
we just
it.
Went through where somebody's going to bring somebody a nope. water and they're going to try and invalidate the entire thing. That's the entire thing that
well,
they're
it's
up.
Stupid. It's
why
stupid.
Did the
I agree.
Law.
It's completely stupid.
But I wonder why the – what was the reasoning for it? I mean, obviously
because
there is something.
Well, if you want to get deep into it, the interpretation is that Republicans are putting in those laws to make it harder to vote.
Georgia voting law does not forbid access to water as long as it's self-service from an unattended receptacle. You can have water.
Your own water.
Right, then
right.
bring your own water.
Okay, we didn't talk about that. We just
yeah,
said
that's
it's
what I'm
illegal
saying.
To
okay.
give someone water.
I don't know if illegal is the word.
I've got four articles right here.
If it's
God, why do I sound
water?
Like Eric
no,
right
I'm just
it's
saying.
Just, that's what I'm
like,
finding.
It is crazy.
There's always been a law that you can't have people coming up and bothering people in line.
That's
always
that's,
been a thing.
Sure. That's of
that
a political
when
persuasion.
They used to buy
right.
the votes.
I can come up to anybody
right.
in line.
So basically what they're saying is no influencer can come by and start handing out water and gifts.
No, they didn't say influencer.
That's what the goal of this
then
is.
They
so
needed
been,
would you like some Trump water?
Right, exactly.
Would you like some Biden water?
That kind of stuff has always been banned. Yeah. That's always been banned. The thing that they're big about is the whole – and I'm with them on the closing the things early. I don't understand that. Like keep it open the whole time you're supposed to. But that's not a new law. To say that people outside influence can't come in and start handing you tchotchkes and gifts while you're there and waters and because it can influence. Evidently, people are so stupid they stand in line and if you give them a water that has the other, well, I was going to vote for the other guy, but this guy gave me water. It's just it's ridiculous. So it's been taken to the next level for political gain. Gwinnett County will not prosecute anyone for giving water to voters. I mean, everything says, don't worry about it.
It
this
won't
is not,
prosecute,
unenforceable.
But it's in the law. Then why make the law?
Georgia's false claim, new Georgia law bans drinking water while in line is a false claim. I mean, it's just all over the place backwards because it's basically saying nobody can just stand there and hand out water.
They just don't want you handing
you're not
out
allowed
stuff
to do that
to
anyway.
Right.
It's been a law in every state. But now we can't have the All-Star game has to go to Colorado now because – and they said the voter ID thing. They want people to vote without ID. I don't understand that. You got to pick
get
up a prize.
You get
weed
standing in line in Colorado.
Right.
Pretty good.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
I might change my vote. You've never been allowed to hand people stuff in line. But a friend coming up saying, hey, here's a sandwich.
Well,
so you might go, hey, you're not allowed to do that. But you're still going to get your water.
I said it before the show that when you even go to pick up your tickets at the box office, you have to show an ID.
At a baseball game.
Right.
The baseball game that's throwing the, well, we can't have this ID and this voter restriction and all that. Settle down. Voter restriction's always been there as far as people handing you stuff. To make it to say, oh, it's against the law, that means that there's legal ramifications. There's not. Now,
somebody
what they
did
will
an
do,
end around by handing out bottles of water.
Right.
You know,
they'll do it, they'll do it anyway, which is try to find a way to invalidate elections. That's like we said after
that's
last November.
Just, yeah.
They're going to do that
no matter what.
What
I said, yeah.
When they start in with, hey, you can vote whenever and there's no deadlines and all that other stuff, you've already started to invalidate it. So What baseball bowing down to that. And you know what? I got to hand it to a Diamondbacks president who's like, I don't want politics to influence our decision making. So they didn't put in a bid to pick up the Braves All-Star game, which is moving out. They didn't even try. The Diamondbacks said, we're not even going to try because that's insulting to the Braves. That hurts our own product. I'm like, good for you guys.
Wow.
And we don't even see have that a part. Shot.
Yikes. Is that?
That's her now.
Nunn?
Or no, that's Bazio.
Or Bazio. Oh, okay. Why do we keep calling her Terry Nunn? Who's Terry Nunn? That was just about
it was the Berlin.
It was a boxer. Berlin, right.
But this is what she looked like back in the day.
Yeah, that was pretty solid. Walking in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Without ID. Give me water.
Can't walk in Atlanta without an ID, yeah. Apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, it's giving water to a somebody. It's, yeah, you're never allowed to give out gifts.
I mean, she did look good back in the day.
But if Brady popped up and goes, here's your water you asked me for, threw it, or I ran over to the car and said, hold my line for a second, ran over, got some water out of the car. It's easy. It's an easy end around, so we don't have to make a big stink out of it. They'll invalidate elections no matter what. This whole thing, the cat's out of the bag because everybody's an idiot.
Here's your cinema water, John.
Yeah, basically what it comes down to is everyone's an idiot. And we're like, whoa, you can't have my water, this is invalid. It's like, no, just go vote and shut up, for God's sakes. You don't have an ID, you can't do it. That's it. I'm like, yeah, I want a water. All right, settle down. Bring your own. I want someone to bring it to me. Why? No. It's a very private thing. I also want to do water. It at home. My vote to be at home, and I want water brought to me, and I don't want to show anybody my picture. Shut up. Move the All-Star game. I don't like it here. Bunch of pussies. Now we get plasmatics. This was back when time when people would just be like, shut up.
Yeah.
Get your water later.
And a pussy.
Big baby.
Our country is facing a major crisis. We need to find out what's causing it.